Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. My name's Ivan. Giving you a call from Local Splash. Is this Sean?
This is. How you doing?
So I'm doing pretty good. Thanks so much for asking. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Can't complain.
Awesome to hear. I just have a few questions for you, Sean, in regards to the Yelp ads campaign that you recently signed up for.
Yes.
Awesome. So just a few quick questions to kind of pinpoint how we're going to go ahead and get that rolling for you. First things first, if you don't already have it downloaded, I would ask you to go ahead and download the Yelp business app.
Okay, I believe I have that.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm pretty sure I have that. So many friggin' apps.
Yeah, I know.
Yelp business, got it. Okay, and I'm already signed in on it and everything.
Awesome, so you already had an existing page with them?
No, you folks made it for me. This is you with Local Splash, right?
Oh, gotcha. So we recently made it for you?
Not too long ago, but yes.
Okay, good. So yeah, that's where we're going to go ahead and run the ads from that app there. You say you already signed in, you'll be able to, you know, track the leads that come in and follow up with them. So like I said, I do just have a quick couple of questions to kind of pinpoint how we're going to advertise that for you. I guess first things first would be the service areas and or radius that you want to promote these Yelp ads specifically in. So you know, you can either give me a list of cities or counties, or you can just go ahead and give me a mile radius from, you know, from your business address, whichever works for you.
Okay. So I spoke with them yesterday, and I kind of wanted to mirror image my Google and my Facebook ads and all that stuff. So it's like,
yeah, absolutely. We can basically just do the same exact areas. Let me just pull up what you got on Google here. 1 sec. Awesome. So yeah, I got your areas for the Google profile pulled up here. Do these all sound familiar? So we got Framingham, Newton, Waltham, Dedham, and Natick, I think is how you pronounce it.
Yeah, Natick. Is there a limit to how much we can put on here, or is like, how does that work?
Yeah, so there's not necessarily a limit, but we definitely do want to try to, you know, keep it concise in a way just so that it, you know, doesn't affect ranking or anything like that. So if we, you know, keep a smaller radius, we can kind of pinpoint that specific advertising, you know, so you can get the most out of your budget. But there is no limit. You can definitely add as many as you want.
Is there, like, a sweet spot to it? So 'cause that was, what, 5? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Oh, sorry about that. I was on mute. Yeah, so like you just mentioned, those 5 that I just relayed to you from the Google profile, and then that sweet spot would be kind of be, you know, anywhere from like 5 to 10. So we can go off those and then, you know, any others you could think of we can add.
Okay. I'm sorry. Can you tell me those again?
Yeah. So we've got Dedham, Framingham, Natick, Newton, and Waltham.
Waltham. Okay. Yeah. So let me ask you this: the more towns I would put on there, the more it would eat up my budget?
Right. So you'd be receiving, you know, that budget would be getting spent on, you know, a wider range of areas, than, you know, having it a little bit more concise so we could kind of pinpoint the best areas for you, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Is there any way to see if there's, like, Yelp activity in those areas? Is that those areas, like, you know?
We should be able to get something like that pulled up. I don't have, like, a report right in front of me, but I can definitely see if that's something we can get some insight on for sure.
Yeah, because I think that would be helpful, you know, just to see, like, kind of target where the going's good.
Absolutely.
Also, what is my budget for Yelp?
Let me see 1 second here. I believe you have a minimum budget here. Let's see. So it looks like it's $4.99.
Okay.
And then cost per lead, it looks like it's going to be a range from anywhere around $25 to $75.
$25 to $75?
Yep.
Okay. And now, can you explain cost, can you explain lead versus click?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously the lead's going to be a, you know, a submission from, someone actually, you know, directly contacting you for, you know, one of those specific services that you provide. The click's just going to be someone clicking on your, you know, your Yelp, ad without actually, you know, moving forward with contacting you.
Okay. And there's a breakdown between the two, that there's like, there's the two options where it's cost per lead and cost per click. Is that correct?
Right. So the range I just gave you for the cost was for cost per lead. And then I'm seeing an estimate here for the cost per click, which looks like it's about 15. Yeah, estimated $15 per click.
Okay. $15 per click. All right. I imagine at first it would be better to do per lead, would it not? Even though it's cheaper to do per click, I don't really have a very big platform on Yelp at all yet, so I imagine that I'd just be getting a lot of just like, oh, this guy's a nobody kind of a thing.
Yeah, so in referencing that specifically, like you said, since it is the beginning, it may be, you know, more practical to go the leads route, just due to the fact that, you know, you'd be able to have that direct communication with them right off the bat. But, you know, it's definitely something you can always try out. You know, if it's going good and you'd like to keep it that way, you know, we can do that. Or if you want to explore the, you know, the cost per click as well, we can always do that.
Can you explain the I mean, so I get the premise of the cost per click, where it's just like somebody clicks on my, how is the ad presented? So like, why is it just a matter that the click per click is cheaper and you get more bang for your buck? Is that why people would do that? Or like, what is
Yeah, that? Exactly. So you're obviously going to be spending a little bit less per click, right? And then it kind of just comes down to that, you know, potential prospect reaching out to you even after that click, right? Because if someone's on Yelp, you know, searching for one of your services, which it looks like, you know, I guess you could say your industry's kind of niche, right? It's someone already, you know, typing those keywords, clicking on someone's business page, ready to, you know, make an inquiry about a specific need that they have. So yeah, it's definitely useful. You know, people that are clicking on the business pages or always usually do tend to, you know, reach out for whatever project it is that they're trying to get done. But at the same time, you know, we do have to keep in mind that the cost per click is cheaper for a reason, right? It's not an actual, you know, valid lead. It's just based off that click that that person made.
Okay. Now, how adjustable is this? Is this like real time, like, hey, I want to change up this week or something like that? How does that work?
Yeah, so it's not real time in the sense that, you know, we implement it and it goes live right then and there, right? If there is a change, I do believe there is some sort of backlog to it getting updated, right? But I don't think it is very long. Maybe like a business day or so. I'd have to get the exact time on that.
Okay, and who would I discuss? Like, if I wanted to, I have a manager at Local Leads. Would she be able to, like, who do I talk to about Yelp specifically? So is it a separate number, separate department? How does that work?
Yeah, good question. So your account manager definitely should be able to, you know, answer those questions for you, whether it's, you know, Google profile, Yelp, anything, you know, having to do with your account as a whole. Your account manager definitely should be able to help you out with that. Now, if it is, you know, kind of a detailed question that, you know, requires some, you know, deeper dive, more investigating to get that answer, then, you know, your account manager may have to, at that point, consult that specific department, right? In this case, it would be us, Yelp Ads. Yeah, to answer your question, your account manager should be able to help you out with Yelp Ads generally.
Okay. So walk me through how this looks. Because when I spoke with them yesterday, they said that they could give, like, a breakdown and, like, some I don't know, footage of how it's like the how it's going to run, like what is so when somebody types in the keywords that the keywords that I use, like cleaning chimneys, repairing chimneys, relining, etc., just chimney stuff,
right,
how is my ad presented, and like how does that work?
So I just wanted to clarify, the person you spoke with yesterday said something about like a demonstration video or something like that,
yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
Gotcha, okay. Let me go ahead and double check that, because if they haven't already provided that to you or sent it over to you, then I will be the one to go ahead and get that over to you. Let me just double check here. But yeah, that video breakdown is obviously going to be the most visual way for you to kind of get an idea of exactly how it's going to look to, you know, the potential customers. But yeah, as you know, just kind of on a surface level response to your question, you know, it's going to be there on the Yelp landing page. The person's going to type in their, you know, their chimney keyword. And then your ad, along with, you know, the other competitors, is going to appear to the potential customers. And then, you know, at that point, that's when the cost per click or cost per lead factor comes in. You know, they check out, the photos and business bios of, you know, each specific ad, and then they decide whether to click on it or reach out to your business specifically. And then, you know, at that point, that's how the budget starts to get utilized.
All right. So if I opt for cost per lead and they click on my site, I don't get charged for it? They click on my page?
Right. If it's only a click and they don't actually reach out via phone call or message or whatever the option is, then yeah, I wouldn't be charged as a lead.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like at first, while there's not a lot of like pictures or anything in there, I feel like that, you know, the cost per lead would be probably be the way to go for now. Or like a 75-25 kind of a thing, if that's even possible.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure if it is. I can definitely look into that, but I believe it is just like a
all
a plug and play thing. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was told that there was you can do half and half or something like that.
Oh, really? Then I'm not 100% sure, like I said, but in that case, I believe it would be like a how can I explain it? Like a basically a functionality at the same time, right? So if they're both you know, implemented, then, you know, you'll get charged per the click or per the lead. So, like the question you just asked, if someone clicks on it, but, you know, doesn't actually reach out, then you wouldn't get charged per lead. But that, you know, that double, option would be there.
Okay. Well, I mean, I feel like, you know, the per lead might be best for now. What does the advertisement look like? Like what is my specific advertisement going to look like?
Yeah, so I'll be able to send over that visual for you so that you can see exactly. But just generally speaking, it's going to have, you know, the business name, the whatever photos that are, you know, added onto the profile, and it'll have things like, you know, business hours and some bios that you can have there. Like, for example, if you offer any specific kind of a discount, whether that be percentage or an actual amount, things like that would appear on the ad.
Okay. All right. Well, there is a lot of pictures on here already.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a response on the visual. Hopefully I'll be able to get that sent over to you while I got you on the phone, but if not, you know, as soon as I do get it across my desk, I'll send it right over to you.
Okay. And how do I get people to review my site here? Like, is there a link? Or like, how does that work? Do they just go to Yelp? How does this work?
Yeah, so it'll be done directly through the Yelp platform. I believe there is a link for that. That won't be made available until the until the ad is actually up and running.
Okay, so how long, you know, I know we're still kind of like on the onboarding phase of this. When am I expected to start running ads?
So the ad should be up and ready to go within the next few business days, but I or another Yelp agent would be reaching out just to confirm that with you. So, you know, so you're aware of exactly when it does go live.
Okay. And how is that like fluid, meaning like you can kind of change it, or is it just like one ad that runs continuously?
So the ad does run continuously, right, while the budget is in place, but it can always be, you know, edited and updated.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so you're going to send me a picture of the breakdown of like how this works. And what the ad's going to look like.
Yep, that's right. And then what else did I have? Oh, yeah, I did want to clarify with you. Now that we did go over it, do you actually have any, like, discounts or anything you're wanting to promote on the ad like that?
Yeah, so a spring discounted first cleaning of $175.
Okay, so for spring,
spring cleaning discount, $175 per flu.
Per what? I'm sorry?
Per flu, F-L-U-E.
F-L-U-E?
Yes, flu. It's not like the sick flu. It's
gotcha. Okay, and then you said that was 175, right?
175, yes.
Perfect.
Free and free estimates for repairs.
Okay, got that. And then, yeah, we covered the areas. Let's see. And then the hours you want the ad to run from, is that the, I see we have here, you have 24/7. You want to keep it that way for the ad as well?
So this is where I kind of want to lean on you guys. What do you suggest? You know, you being part of Yelp and stuff like that. When do you see hot spots for activity? Like what do you suggest?
Absolutely. Yeah, so the suggestion will always be to have it at 24/7 if possible, right? Because that, is favored by, the algorithms that make these rankings. So 24/7 is always going to be, considered first and foremost. And then, just in terms of, like, hotspots, like you mentioned, it's still probably going to be within a regular working day. But like I said, definitely 24/7 is the recommendation.
Okay, we'll keep that then. That makes sense because it's, people aren't really always going to look for stuff during their business hours, during my
right.
business hours.
Yep.
So.
All right. Let's see. Yeah, I'm just waiting to get a response here on the visual. I'm not sure if I'll be able to get a hold of John while I still have you on the phone. I'm not sure if you mind waiting, but like I said, I can send it to you as soon as I get it.
Yeah, if you could send that to me, because I pretty much, I guess we have everything ironed out. We have the service area for right now. I guess I want to do cost per lead for right now. I guess my question is, why would somebody do cost per click? Just because it's cheaper?
Yeah, exactly. Like you mentioned, it's going to give you a little bit more bang for your buck. Since like I mentioned, the people who are making those searches and clicking, on the pages, there's a good percentage of them, actually going through and contacting you, which would, turn into a lead that you're only paying that click cost for. The per lead one is just, a little bit more sure you're actually getting that direct, communication from them before you get charged that lead amount.
And so how would I know if I if there's just like a bunch of clicks that just go on there? I don't have any reviews, so I feel like I'm going to get passed over a lot in that click, that per click, even though it's cheaper, it's going to run up.
Right. Yeah. Definitely reviews do, factor into things like that. So, once the ad does get up and running, you start to receive customers through here, definitely want to get those reviews up. But yeah, like I said, since all things considered, since you might lack those high amounts of reviews, like I said, it may be more practical to experiment with the leads first off.
Is that what you think, or will I give you? Let me lean on you a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I mentioned the things that we've gone over and that you've mentioned to me, I would agree with you that it may be more practical to try out the leads at first, just due to the fact that could come into play, right? Like if you have the click set and people are kind of passing it over due to the low amount of reviews. A way to avoid that completely would it just be to, rely on the leads.
Okay.
Yeah, because I would like to, if they're like chimney cleanings and stuff like that, I really would like for that spring, discount, spring promotion to kind of be on the ad, you know?
Absolutely, yeah, that's going to be right there, front and center for those potential customers to consider before.
Okay. And how do you, like, is the ad, like, nice and aesthetically pleasing? Like, what are you guys going to do?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, obviously the, Yelp ad has their outline and, we have to work within the bounds of how they have it set up. But yeah, definitely aesthetically pleasing and the fact that it's going to have your, the specific discounts that we want to promote, like those ones that we just mentioned, which are, definitely going to stand out to those potential customers. And then just those basic things that will help optimize your ad, right? That, we went over, like having it set at 24/7 hours, things like that maybe other businesses aren't going to have implemented, that are going to be showing up right next to yours, that can make yours stand out a little bit more. But, like I said, in terms of what Yelp allows us to have on that, we're definitely going to make it look as best as possible.
Okay. What are the actionable things that I need to do to help? Is it just get a shit ton of reviews?
Yeah, first and foremost, it's going to be those reviews. And then other than that, it's just, keeping a good response time when it comes to those leads, right? So when you do start to goes up and running, just having that quick and good response time, those two things are going to be the most vital for you on your end.
And so how does this – how so it's going to be filtered through the local Splash app, right? Like because I'm on Angie's List too. I have Angie's List. And usually when I get Angie's List, it goes right through their business app. Will it go through both the local Splash app and the Yelp app? Or does it just go through the local Splash app? So, like, if you're forwarding me a lead from Yelp.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. So the leads will be visible on both platforms. So that would be on your local Splash app. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Do both of them alert me? Like, meaning it's like one, because, I'm sure the Yelp one would be faster. I'm sure that one would be almost near instantaneous, as where the local leads, the local Splash is filtered through. It has to be notified from Yelp, and then it has to notify me as opposed to Yelp just notifying me.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Yep.
And so I would receive notifications from both then.
So to answer your question, the one that you would receive, right off the bat once you receive the lead would obviously be through the Yelp platform, right? And then once that sync happens from the Yelp platform and that lead over to your local Splash app, then you would receive a notification as well.
Okay. And that, I imagine you guys are pretty fit. Like, that's not like an hour long thing, right? It's not like, by the time local Splash tells me it's like stale and somebody else has already pulled the trigger on it, it's like the turnaround is relatively fast.
Right. Yep.
It is. So, okay. All right. Okay. Good. All right. And you said this is a couple of days. So we still need to get an ad together. You're going to give me a breakdown of like how it runs and how much it affects my budget.
That's right. Yep. I just wanted to confirm with you, Sean. Is it okay if I send that visual over to you just via text message, or would you prefer that in an email?
You can do it in text. That's fine. If that's faster for you, well, I don't really. If it's different on a different platform than the one that is clearest, so it doesn't. I don't really have a preference. Long-winded way of saying I don't care.
Gotcha. Sounds good. I will keep that in mind. As soon as I receive that, I'll send it over to you so you can look at it and kind of get familiar with how it's going to look on, the Yelp platform once it goes live.
Okay. So, I just want to button up because I want to start working on talking to some of my old customers to see if they'll give me a review on Yelp. How do I go about that? Because there's, a link that my Catherine had sent me for Google that I was sending to people. Is there some sort of a link that you can send me that I can send to other people and make it easier, because people don't like to have to download an app and all that shit, even though they probably will have to anyway.
Yeah, exactly. They'll have to, I believe, at the very least have a a Yelp account so they can go in and leave a review. And then, like I said, once the ad does go live and that link is available, we'll get that sent over to you as well.
Okay. All right. So that's kind of like a barrier to reviews, is they got to have they have to be on Yelp. Okay. All right. Is there anything else that I should know right now that I need to do?
On your end, let me see. We went over the reviews, which you will, work on once we get that link over to you. And then, like I said, just be on the lookout for the visual so you can get familiar with the ad. Other than that, it's kind of on our end to get the ball rolling, so that once it is ready to go, we'll be able to let you know, and you can, expect to start receiving leads.
Okay. Sounds good, man.
Awesome. Sounds good. And if anything else has come up regarding Yelp, please don't hesitate to reach out. Like I said, your account manager, Captain, will be able to help you out. And then if it's any other, deeper investigations or questions that you need answering to, you can get transferred over to our department.
Okay. What was your name?
My name's Ivan.
Ivan. All right, Ivan. I appreciate your help.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you for taking my call, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thanks, Ivan.
Thanks. Bye-bye now.
Bye now.